Good evening, GWA, or in my case, I guess I could say good morning. I mean, it is... Well, technically it is morning, so I'll just say good morning. I was fortunate enough to go to my local art show a few evenings ago, and I was admiring this stunning piece up close. Have you ever been in a situation to where you're in a crowded room, but somehow you can escape and kind of be alone in your own thoughts? That's what happened to me. I was lost in the thoughts of to myself, admiring the brushstrokes and colors that this artist chose for this specific piece. But then, as I was standing there, I all of a sudden could just feel someone in my personal space. Do you know that feeling? That feeling that you get when you're waiting in a line while you're, I don't know, out shopping and somebody is just a little bit too close. Or when you're riding on some form of public transit and the person is just so close that you may slightly bump into each other. Do you have that feeling? Do you know it? Well, now, let's take that feeling and expand upon it, shall we? So, I give a subtle look over my shoulder just to see who could possibly be in my space. My eyes meet yours and then they're suddenly averted. I try to play it casual, like I'm looking around for another piece to visit, possibly even a friend, you know. I want to look cool. I turn my back to look at the piece, trying to ignore the fact that I can practically feel the air getting warmer in your presence. I swear I can feel you getting closer. I stretch my neck and look over my shoulder again. And this time, I catch you looking at me. See, but I can't give you that satisfaction yet. You can't know that you already have me. And so, I not so casually turn around and look at this piece yet again, only this time, I'm not really looking at it. My skin starts to tingle as I inadvertently bite my and then I realize I like this feeling. I like this cat and mouse thing that we just seem to have going on. I can feel the slightest touch brushing against me. It's so light that I have to be imagining things. And then I feel you again, just slightly brushing my neck with your fingers. And out of instinct alone, I move my head to better your touch. And that was all you needed from me, wasn't it? Now you know I'm yours. I'm the mouse. You're the cat. And so, I can feel your breath on my neck, on my ear. Yes, I do want to go outside and get some air. You're right, it is stifling in here. So you take me by the hand and I follow you outside. All the while I can feel the tension building. And we find this alleyway. And every ounce of that personal space that could have been is gone the second you push me against that brick wall. Your hands are all over my body, grabbing me, kissing me, pulling my hair. Oh, I want this. I want you. I reach for you and I can feel that you're just so damn hard for me. You lift up my dress and touched me, and in my fantasy, I'm not wearing any panties. So now you can feel how wet I am for you. How much I want you. How much I need this. But you want to drag this out. You want to take your time with it. You know I want this. And you know exactly what I want, but you want to hear me beg for it. Because you like this game too. This little cat and mouse game excites you. You love this power that you have over me, and you know the longer you wait to give me what I want, and the more you tease me, the less control that I have. And baby, I'm at the point of no return. I will do anything you want, sir. I will do anything you want. I'm begging you. Oh, please let me serve you. Please let me get a taste of you. Oh, please. Please, I'll do anything. Anything for that release. I will be so good. I swear I can be good. And then you so cuttingly, because you were so fucking good to me, take out your hard cock. Oh yes. Please give it to me. Please let me taste it. Oh, I want it so bad. But, yes, I do like a good game of cat and mouse, and it does seem that in this situation, I get to be the cat.